Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is a nutritional co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, I'm glad to be here, even though it is Easter Sunday.
That's right. It is Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
And Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes have the day off, so it's just Dr. Podell and myself. I want to start off the show today with a short discussion of vitamin E. There was an interesting study published a few weeks ago in the journal Free Radical Biology and Medicine, conducted by researchers at the University of California Davis Medical Center. They looked at people with metabolic syndrome and the effect that various types of vitamin E had on reducing oxidative stress and inflammation.
Now, this is very important because, as you might recall, there has been some confusing results over the past year or two with vitamin E. To everybody's surprise, certainly to my surprise, vitamin E did not always have the positive results that we were expecting. One explanation for this is the increasing recognition that vitamin E exists in several different chemical forms and that these forms have very different actions. In this study, they looked specifically at alpha and at gamma tocopherols, which represent two of the eight different isomers of vitamin E. There are actually four tocopherols and four tocotrienols. Alpha tocopherol has been considered to be the main form of vitamin E for many years, but research continues to confirm the importance of gamma and other tocopherols in human health.
And this is why we've been recommending mixed tocopherols as the preferred form of the general vitamin E supplement. Well, here's what the researchers did. They looked at 80 men and women who had at least three metabolic syndrome features, which include increased waist circumference, elevated triglycerides, hypertension, elevated fasting blood sugar, and low high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. The subjects were divided into four groups. One received 800 milligrams of alpha tocopherol. Another got 800 milligrams of gamma tocopherol. The third group got both, 800 milligrams alpha plus 800 milligrams of gamma tocopherol. And the fourth group and last group just got a placebo for the six-week trial. Well, blood samples were collected at the start and at the end of the study, and they were analyzed for inflammatory cytokines, interleukin-1, tumor necrosis factor alpha, interleukin-6, C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation, oxidative stress biomarkers, and other factors. Urine samples were tested for nitrotyrosine, a marker for protein modification by nitric oxide-derived oxidants, which also may be an inflammatory mediator in heart disease. Alpha and gamma tocopherol levels and their metabolites and levels of their metabolites were measured in plasma and in urine.
Okay, so what did they find? In the group that received alpha tocopherol alone, plasma levels of the vitamin increased, but significantly gamma tocopherol levels declined by 37%.
So alpha-tocopherol alone actually depressed the levels of gamma-tocopherol. I think that's very significant in itself.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. To continue, gamma-tocopherol levels doubled in those that received gamma-tocopherol alone and increased to a smaller extent in the alpha and gamma combination group. Although alpha-tocopherol, gamma-tocopherol, and both tocopherols taken together all reduced C-reactive protein, only the combination group experienced a significant reduction compared with the placebo group. The combination group, as well as those who've received only alpha-tocopherol, experienced a reduction in tumor necrosis factor alpha. All groups receiving tocopherols experienced a decrease in oxidative stress markers. Urinary nitrotyrosine levels declined among those who received gamma or both tocopherols, but not in those receiving alpha-tocopherol alone.
Okay, so what does this all mean? Here is how the authors of the study summarized it. The combination of alpha-tocopherol and gamma-tocopherol supplementation appears to be superior to either supplementation alone on biomarkers of oxidative stress and inflammation and needs to be tested in prospective clinical trials to elucidate its utility in cardiovascular disease prevention. So, as we mentioned at the beginning, as common sense might dictate, taking the full natural blend is better than taking one isolated form of a vitamin. The mixed tocopherol vitamin E is better than alpha tocopherol alone. The same might be said for other vitamins as well, such as beta carotene versus natural mixed tocopherol, carotenoids. While natural is not always better, there are times when it is, and vitamin E is a clear example of that.
Yeah, I certainly agree. One thing that seems odd about this study, though, is that the combination group, if the abstract is correct, and the paper hasn't reached me yet for me to double-check it, but it looks like the combination group got a total of 1,600 milligrams of tocopherols, while the other two groups got only 800 milligrams each. Now, I know they measured resultant blood levels, but I wonder what role the increased dose by itself might have played.
We'll never know, unless they repeat the study.
We will find out.
Yeah, eventually.
But not today.
Not today. Okay, now, what products can somebody take who wants to get a product that has the alpha-tocopherol and the gamma-tocopherol? Well, as we said, it's the mixed tocopherols. Mixed tocopherols has alpha, also beta and gamma and delta tocopherols. The two most important in the group seem to be the alpha tocopherol and the gamma tocopherol. When you talk about vitamin E in units, 400 units, if you notice, they spoke about milligrams here, which is interesting because gamma tocopherol can only be measured in milligrams. Alpha tocopherol is usually measured in units because that's the one that's what they call vitamin. When they say vitamin E, they mean alpha tocopherol because the assay only concerns the alpha portion because that's years ago they thought that was the main thing was the alpha tocopherol.
Yeah. You know, I think everybody who's in the field knows that gamma tocopherol is important. Where I get confused is all these tocotrienols. You know, we think that they have some extra that they add, but I'm not really sure. What's your take on that?
The tocotrienols, as we said earlier, are also there are four tocotrienols, and the tocotrienol that seems to be at this point the most important is the gamma tocotrienol. Just happens to be gamma. Could have been beta. Just for why gamma, I don't know. As you said, it's little differences in the chemical structure. And the tocotrienols have their own effect. They seem to be very helpful in cholesterol metabolism. They'll slow the rate. They slow the rate at which the LDL is being made and the cholesterol is being made, like the statins do. They don't cut it, but they just slow it.
Yeah. See, one of the issues that the consumer has to deal with is that you can get good alpha tocopherol. You can get a good mixed tocopherol, and that's not very expensive at all. You start adding tocotrienols, it gets more expensive.
Okay. There are a couple of products available. One of them is a product made by Jarrow. It's called Family because it's a cute name. Because it has all four tocopherols and all four tocotrienols, and it has a good amount of the gamma. Okay, that's nice. But it doesn't give you a full dose of the alpha-tocopherol. So usually, for example, someone taking a multivitamin, they might see in their multivitamin 200, 300, 400 units of alpha. But you're really not getting any gamma. Adding the Family product, for example, is a wonderful addition to that because that rounds out your vitamin E supplementation. It gives you the tocopherols. It gives you the tocotrienols. They even add some lutein, I think, and a little lycopene. I'm not sure. Also, Yasu. Remember Yasu?
I remember Yasu. Yasu. Right? In fact, I use Yasu.
Yeah. They make a product, too. I'll look it up during the break. I'll look up the name on our internet site, and I'll give you the name of it. But they make a bunch of vitamin E products. But one of them is that combination of the tocotrienols and the tocopherols, and you can get everything in that product as well. So those are a couple of products for those of you who are interested in having a good combination of tocotrienols and tocopherols, making sure you're getting the gamma. The gamma is more important as a nitrogen radical scavenger.
Yeah, but the thing they said, and it really caught my eye in this article, is that if you take large amounts of alpha by itself,
that's right,
you reduce your mm-hmm. level of gamma.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we saw something similar with the beta-carotene. When you took beta-carotene by itself, but
that's
not
right.
the mixed carotenoids.
That's right.
So we keep coming back to this moral that in nutrition, you want to keep things in balance.
That's right.
You don't want to go super high on just one thing.
No, you're absolutely correct, and which is why it's always good to try and have a natural source of something, because the natural source provides things which, hey, when did they find out about gamma tocopherol? Was it about 3-4 years ago when it started to really get noticed?
Yeah, so when they started really looking at
yeah.
it, yeah.
You know, nobody looked at it before. Now, all of a sudden, it's a big deal.
Right, of course. But if you're looking at a natural product, nature must be making it for some reason. So, hence, gamma is important.
Your logic is infallible. I love it. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. We take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, vitamin E, vitamin C, any vitamin you could think of, whatever. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
Don't lose sight of what's important, your eyesight. OcuGuard Plus capsules from Twin Lab contain a special blend of specific multivitamins, more than 14 in all designed to help protect the eyes. The plus in Twin Lab's OcuGuard Plus refers to the additional breakthrough nutrient called lutein. A day's supply contains 80 times the trace amounts found in the leading multivitamin. Lutein is abundant in fruits and vegetables and is also a potent antioxidant, highly concentrated in the macula of the eye, the back part of the retina where entering light hits and sends signals to the brain for sight. Research shows that lutein can serve as your body's own internal sunglasses, helping to block out visible blue light, the type causing major damage to the eye. The problem is, as we age, our supply of lutein dwindles. The natural solution, OcuGuard Plus with lutein from Twin Lab. Twin Lab, answers for life. All Twin Lab products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy, and it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
This is Arnie Gadomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance, that's not all you'll find. You'll also get great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have our in-between sale, as we call it. This isn't mailed out to anybody. The only place you find out about this sale is if you come into the store or you listen to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Right now, we have American Health, Desert Essence, Natural, and Natural Factors. The full line's on sale at 30% off list. Health from the Sun is 35% off. And Solgar is on sale, the full line, at 25% off list price. Pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. You can also visit either of our two stores in Manhattan. The Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctor's Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctor's Best High Absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctor's Best. High absorption CoQ10, 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size, as I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctor's Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
And for those of you who prefer a softgel form of coenzyme Q10, Doctor's Best 100 milligrams 60 softgels is on sale at $10.45 as well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gadomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions, or starting to answer your questions about nutrition. And our first caller today is Pat, calling from Brooklyn.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to thank you for taking my call. And the question is that I've been in a couple of health food stores. I was in your store, and somebody wanted the topical, and the salesman said, well, why don't you get both? It's better, which was very good. The only trouble is I came from my health food store, and I remember the article in the Mayo Clinic that the vitamin E is nothing. You need the gamma. That's perfect. And it was a big article in Life Extension magazine. So when I went into the store recently, my the one that owns the store said, listen, now we split up the top crows. In other words, the one with the big numbers, you don't take them together. And in the evening, you take the...
Pat, wait one second. What are you talking about?
The Gamma E has the two topicals, you know, one which has 210 milligrams and...
You're talking about topical that you put on the skin?
No. I'm trying to make a T-O-C-O.
Tocopherols?
Yes.
Oh, tocopherol.
Okay, so...
He's saying that you split it now, it's much more efficient. In other words, the one with the
Alpha.
The spelling with the E-R-O-L...
Tocopherol, yeah.
Is the one with the 210 milligrams. Then the other one is the one with I-E-N-O-L-S, and that's the one that you...
Oh, yeah, tocotrienol.
Yeah, he says the last one you take in the evening, like he says the cheapest one is Gerald. He says you take that in an evening.
So you're talking about the tocopherols and the tocotrienols.
Right.
What's your question, Pat?
Oh, I want to know what you think about his research on it, if this has any weight or, you know.
Taking tocotrienols apart from the tocopherols.
Right.
I hadn't seen anything on that.
I see. Okay. I thought I just...
As far as I know, you could probably take them together. They're all fat soluble.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why you'd have to split them.
If you're taking separate products and you want to split them, you know.
Once. I see.
Just as long as you take it with some fat so it gets absorbed well.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a good
day. Okay, you too. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio if you want to join this exciting discussion. And next we have Ralph calling from Manhattan.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm wondering about amino acid supplementation. I'm wondering if taking the single aminos, certain aminos that I thought would do me some good. I'm wondering if I'm doing the right thing with that as far as just taking select ones as opposed to maybe a multi amino type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking L-carnosine because I just hear it's an excellent antioxidant. And also I take some glutamine for a little muscle development and that type of thing, lean muscle mass. And you do take these on an empty stomach, am I correct?
Yes, usually you do an empty stomach, and usually with it's better to take it with something like juice than to just take it with water.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It has to be an empty stomach. You don't want other proteins,
right.
Amino acids competing. So you could take it with juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could take it with olive oil or whatever. Not that.
Yeah, I
recommend
do take
that.
It. I actually do take it with flaxseed sometimes.
Okay, so those won't interfere with the absorption at all. It's only other amino acids, proteins, that would interfere somewhat with absorption.
So if I would take a whey protein, for instance, and I would add the aminos to that.
I don't know why.
That's what you wouldn't
idea.
Do.
No.
Right, because they would compete.
No.
But if you took it with some orange juice, it would be fine.
And let me ask you a quick question, if I may, about phosphatidylserine.
Mm-hmm.
Combined with L-carnosine? Am I correct with that? That's supposed to be an excellent brain function type supplement?
Well, not carnosine.
He said carnitine.
Carnitine, yeah.
Okay, carnitine.
Carnosine is something very different.
Right, I meant carnitine, I'm sorry.
Yeah, carnitine, usually the acetyl carnitine form,
right.
If you combine that with the phosphatidylserine, that makes a nice brain formula.
And would you say 200 milligrams of the phosphatidylserine would be sufficient per day?
Well, I think they usually go up to, on a total daily basis, you go up to about 300 even.
Okay.
Usually the dose is 100 milligrams, and you can take usually up to 300. It wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay, so they suggest two per day, and I have a 100 milligram dose. And then would you take maybe about, I heard 1,200 milligrams of the amino along with that. Am I correct on
that? Acetyl L-carnitine you're talking about? Usually, well, it'd be tough to get 1,200, but you could get 1,000 or 1,500 would be fine.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, guess what we're going to do very shortly? We're going to take another short break. Dr. Podell and I are here this nice Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday, and we're here to answer your questions. So make sure you call and make us work. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR.
Our immune health is very important to our overall well-being, and since a great number of our immune system cells are in our digestive tract, we need to keep our digestive tract healthy to keep healthy ourselves. How do we do that? With the help of probiotics. Probiotics are the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bacteria in our intestinal tract that can cause digestive problems and break down our immune system, leading to more frequent colds and flu. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is one of the world's leading brands of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's unique bacteria formula protects our immune system, so we're less likely to get sick. It boosts our own body's defenses naturally. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules do not need refrigeration and are the perfect traveling companion to help protect our immune health while we're on vacation, too.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Okay, and now it's time for a traffic report with Steve Reggie.
And we'll start on in Brooklyn, northbound side of the BQE, right by Atlantic Avenue. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Further north, you're heavy up and over the Kosciusko Bridge. Bell Parkway eastbound at Flatbush Avenue, that accident has been cleared. Still looking at a heavy ride on the northbound west side highway from 158th Street up to the George Washington Bridge. Southbound, you're heavy from the 60s down through the 50s. Across the Hudson River, right now, the George Washington Bridge, about a 5 to 10 minute delay for the upper deck. Holland Tunnel inbound at 25 to 30-minute delay in 20 minutes right now from 1 and 9, 20 minutes going back to New Jersey. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, just about a 15-minute delay. In New Jersey, southbound side of the Garden State Parkway at exit 145, an accident being cleared. Westbound Newark Bay extension, the Turnpike at 14C, collision still being cleared. And a parkway accident northbound at 120 in the local lanes. And on the Turnpike northbound, just before where the car and truck lanes split near Interchange 8A, an accident in the process of being cleared. Don't forget, Sunday parking rules are in effect today. I'm Mike Barker. That's WOR traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists, designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligram of resveratrols extracted from huzang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And we're back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell on the Wilner Window here on WOR. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And let's talk to Bill from Queens.
Oh, gentlemen, the difference between chromium and chromium picolinate, what is the difference?
Okay. Chromium is a mineral, and it's used. Its function usually is to help the cells become a little more attuned to insulin, make it easier for insulin to get up in the cells. Anyway, you need to have chromium something. You can't just have chromium. The mineral has to be tied to something. And one form that it's tied to is a picolinate. A picolinate molecule is very, very similar to a niacin molecule. Okay, so that's why they use the picolinate form. They also use a chromium nicotinate. So that there's a chromium nicotinate, there's a chromium polynicotinate, there are chelated chromiums. The key thing is that all of those chromiums are what they call trivalent chromiums. Okay, it's a chemical difference. And excuse me, it's a chemical difference, and all chromiums that are available are trivalent because that's the form that's found in something called GTF chromium. GTF stands for glucose tolerance factor.
Yeah.
Okay, so whether it's and all forms of chromium seem to work. All of these trivalent chromiums seem to work well. The picolinate people say theirs is better. The nicotinate people say theirs is better. But whether you take the picolinate or the nicotinate, they both work well.
It's supposed to help the eye. Is that true?
It may have some influence there as far as eye health goes, but it's not the number one player there or the number two player there.
Oh, thank you,
Mostly, it's for its effect on sugar metabolism.
Yeah, Arnie, I just looked up the National Library of Medicine, and they're reporting a study where chromium improved control in diabetes and also lowered cholesterol, but they added biotin as part of the treatment. So any thoughts as to why biotin and chromium make a fit? That is, they didn't test them separately. They felt that this was a match that was should be treated together.
I'm not sure why they added biotin. So yeah,
they had 2 milligrams of biotin and 600 of chromium.
That's a nice dose of chromium, and it's a nice dose.
And it was picolinate.
Yeah, and it's a nice dose of biotin, and they've also been adding biotin, by the way, to the lipoic acid supplements, because
yes.
It seems that lipoic acid lowers biotin level for some reason. So they do that. Well, I'm not sure if chromium does, but that would be an interesting thought. Okay, Bill, thanks so much for your question.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. I said last, about 20 minutes ago, I'd look up that Yasu product that has the gamma tocopherol, and it's what Yasu calls E-factor 400-400. Okay, that one is a combination of the tocopherols and tocotrienols, and they also have a product which is higher in gamma tocopherol. They call it E-factor Maxi Gamma, which has the highest concentration of the gamma tocopherol that you'll be able to find as well. Okay, so that's the Yasu things that I said I'd look up for you. All righty, next question. David calling from his car somewhere in New Jersey. Hi, David.
Yes. Hi, Don and Arnie. David from New Jersey, Englewood Cliffs. Fast question. I'm just concerned that, I heard Chuck Schumer with the concern about the vitamins, and especially I think he mentioned vitamin E made in China. What can you speak to the quality and where your sources come from and the purity of your quality? Last thing I would want to take is antifreeze and vitamin E.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There have been some safety issues with some low-level and low-quality companies that produce vitamins in China. It's more a question of the quality control that companies exhibit over here. Okay? Anything that the politicians talk about, they don't really care about. All they care about is making a headline. So anything that comes there, don't get too excited about. Because, Chuck Schumer is a good guy, but, I don't think he's a scientist.
Well,
so he wouldn't be in a position to know whether it's what's safe and what's not.
Yeah, the real scare, was really in the headlines most recently, was with drugs, the drug heparin. And it turned out that for whatever reason, some contaminant got into
the heparin thing.
A big chunk of the heparin
most of
supply.
Most of the companies use some things from China. There are companies who use almost nothing from China. For example, Bluebonnet. Bluebonnet, they're going to be an advertiser on our show shortly, but Bluebonnet uses almost nothing that's produced in China. Other companies use Chinese products sparingly, and other companies use Chinese products a lot. The key thing is what the companies do to analyze the stuff that comes from China. Not only China. What about India? What about Europe? What about Japan? You know, there's all stuff is made all over. It's how you test for it.
So you have pretty much quality control. You check for purity.
We don't do manufacturing, so it's not our job to do that. It's the company's job who is importing the material to make sure of the safety. Now, a lot of companies, some of the lower, you know, companies who, you know, vitamin E, $1.98, $100, you know, I wouldn't buy that stuff. I you know, you're looking for trouble when you're buying real, real bargain basement stuff. You know, the stuff that's, because that's where everybody's looking to cut costs. So
right.
It's more the company. It's more, you know, like I say, I go to places and I see prices of things. You know, it astounds me, you know, because I'm a little bit familiar with prices, and I know, gee, how can this stuff be so cheap? It's crazy. And, you know, when it's crazy, it usually is. So I think that's the thing you need to be looking at. The safety of overseas things, I don't think you can call it overseas. If you're talking China, yes, you have to be a little more vigilant with China. But other than that, I don't think there's an issue with things coming from overseas.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the information, and, you know, I'll buy a little bit more with confidence now.
Okay. Any questions, give us a call at Wilner's. We'll be glad to help you out.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Okay, David. You know, you talked about that heparin thing.
Yeah.
The heparin is very interesting because you know where heparin comes from?
Well,
heparin comes from pig intestines.
That's Kishka.
What?
Kishka.
Yeah, Kishka. Fish intestines. I'm sorry, pig intestines. And there's little family operations in China where they collect the pig intestines, and believe it or not, they're somewhat unregulated. I mean, it then goes to a consolidator who takes those intestines and takes whatever they get out of it, I have no idea, and takes it a little further. And so the stuff that gets imported into the U.S. from people like that, they don't know where it started from.
Yeah.
And they don't know where the contaminant came in. So forget it. It's unbelievable. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. We got a couple of open lines for those of you who tried earlier and couldn't get through. And our next caller is Richard, calling from Manhattan.
Well, high grades to you gentlemen for working on Easter.
Okay.
I have a couple of questions. Firstly, herbal tinctures. What is your opinion on the advantages and disadvantages of taking them with grain alcohol or without grain alcohol?
Okay. Grain alcohol is the type of alcohol you want to use because most other alcohols might harm you. So grain alcohol is the alcohol that we drink when we have a beer. And most of the extractions in herbal products are done with alcohol. All right? So all of the herbs, they macerate it with alcohol, they let it steep in alcohol, they make a tincture or mother tincture or different names for it, fluid extracts, depending upon the strength. And if they wish, at that point, they evaporate off the alcohol if they want to make a non-alcoholic product. After they evaporate off the alcohol, they then are left with some powder, which they then dissolve or mix with something like a mixture of water and glycerin to make a non-alcoholic product. So that's the procedure that's used. Now, what would I prefer? I would prefer the alcoholic one because that's the first, unless you have an alcohol problem, a severe alcohol problem, I would do the alcohol one because it's one less step. You know,
yeah.
One less thing to do.
And it's the way it's traditionally done, so all the experience was gathered with the alcohol derivatives.
Yeah, so for that reason, you know, I would prefer an alcoholic you know, the regular alcohol extract.
And also, it seems to make sense because my reading is that the extracts with the grain alcohol in them, you know, whether it's astragalus, for instance, actually are more efficacious.
Well, once again, you have one less step. You know, you have one less treatment step, one less drying step, one less time when you have to heat it or something like that. So definitely, from my perspective, I prefer the alcoholic extracts.
And the second question I have is, you know, there's such an abundance of fat burners on the market, and frankly, I'm leery of most of them. And Life Extension and a couple of other companies came out with this fucoxanthin,
mm-hmm.
And Life Extension really touts it for burning belly fat, and they have studies on belly fat burning and all that. And I'm just wondering what you gentlemen think of this particular concentrate.
Fucoxanthin does have studies. Okay, so by all means, there's no harm in using the fucoxanthin. There's no, you know, there's no downside to it. It's not like it's an ephedra type product which increases your heart rate and stuff like that. So by all means, as I said, there were studies. The people who took the fucoxanthin lost more weight than the people who did not take the fucoxanthin. Now, go ahead.
Well, even more importantly, I was just going to say, you know, Life Extension specifically points to abdominal fat. And I'm just, you know, and they point to studies on loss of abdominal fat.
Yeah, absolutely. Losing abdominal fat seems to be one of the markers for metabolic syndrome. So if you can lose the abdominal fat, maybe you're improving your metabolic, you know, the entire metabolic syndrome profile.
Yeah, it turns out that the fat that you have in your hips and your rear end doesn't seem to predict anything terribly dangerous. You know, it's an aesthetic issue. But the fat that accumulates around the belly, that does predict diabetes, heart disease, and such. So hence the emphasis of wanting to clear out the belly fat more so than other fats.
And just finally, do you carry, does Wilner carry the Life Extension fucoxanthin?
Yeah, we carry not most. They have an extensive line, but we carry a whole bunch of Life Extension products.
Arnie, I didn't know anything about fucoxanthin, so maybe some other people in the audience might not. Tell us a little about what it is.
Yeah, it's an extract of plankton. It's an extract of those
An algae kind of thing.
Yeah, it's an algae extract. Okay, that's what fucoxanthin is. And it just seems to have this effect on belly fat and weight loss. Okay, Richard, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. And it's time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we shall be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange. Then, there was vitamin C. And now, Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you EZ-C. EZ-C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. EZ-C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol, now available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And Arnie Gotome here along with Dr. Richard Podell, and this you are listening to the Wilner Window on WOR. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And now let's talk to Steve from Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question about diagnosing an intestinal problem. I'm wondering if there is a definitive test in diagnosing whether you have parasites, yeast, or bacteria.
Definitive. That sounds kind of definitive.
Yeah.
All the stool tests that looking at parasites are subject to error. If you almost always should do multiple samples. So in some cases, you need special cultures. In some cases, you do it with what's called purged, where you induce diarrhea. So it really varies. I think most alternative-minded doctors use a company called Genova, used to be Great Smokies, and we find very good results. I think that if you have a pathologist who's looking at it, who's from an area where they see a lot of parasites, they're going to be very, very good. But if they're from, say, some suburban area where they don't see a lot of parasites, they're going to miss a lot. And so on the average, I'm usually comfortable relying on the mail order to North Carolina with the Great Smokies Lab because they have preserved the specimens and they have very good people who look at it.
All right. So then that type of a stool exam.
But none of it's perfect. And if you still suspect after you do it three times, then you either do it more or you see a specialist who can help you work it out.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for calling. Well, now we have a Steve calling from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Yes, Steve.
Yes, I use phosphatidylserine along with acetyl L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, can it be taken as one dose once a day? You know, 300 milligrams of phosphatidylserine.
Probably better to break it up. I'm not sure if it, I guess.
Well,
it could.
I think you risk getting some stomach upset if you took it all at once. I know with the acetyl carnitine, that is something that you do see. I don't really know about the phosphatidylserine.
Yeah, I guess theoretically it's possible if you wanted to do that.
Yes, it would be much more convenient for me.
Well, convenience, if that's the only way you're going to do it, try it and see if it's doing the same.
I'll give it a shot. And one more question about ubiquinol.
Yeah.
Can it be used sublingually?
No.
It cannot?
No.
It doesn't absorb that way?
No, it's not that. It just gets oxidized. It doesn't work that way.
So it has to go into the stomach.
It needs to be swallowed.
Yes. Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
All righty. And next we have Jane from Millburn, New Jersey. Hi, Jane.
Hi. How are you?
Good, and you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm currently taking Nexium for my acid reflux problem, and my friend told me something about aloe vera juice, also good for the reflux. What do you think about that?
Aloe vera is a very, very soothing substance.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It'll make you feel a little better. I don't know that it's going to. See, Nexium is trying to get at the production of the acid. It's trying to prevent the acid from being formed.
Right.
So if the acid isn't formed, can't burn you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What aloe vera is not doing that. What aloe vera is doing is trying to treat the acid. It's trying to heal a little bit what the acid irritated. So they're entirely different.
Okay.
If you're looking for something a little more natural than Nexium, I would suggest something called deglycerized licorice, DGL it's called. It's a chewable tablet, and you could try that half hour before meals a few times a day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but the aloe vera isn't a bad thing. It's not going to hurt you, but I don't think it's going to do what the Nexium does.
Uh-huh. That tablet you just called is called DGL?
Yes, D. Uh-huh. David Good Licorice.
Oh, okay. And do I take this with the Nexium, or I just take this?
No, if you want to, I wouldn't stop medication without letting your doctor know what you're doing.
Okay.
You know, by all means, take the deglycerized licorice.
Uh-huh.
Does the Nexium sort of cure what the problem is?
Kind of, because I just started it. Because I think my doctor told me my treatment period is like at least for a month, but I just started it. So I feel a little bit better, but not 100%.
Okay. Well, if you haven't taken it for at least 3 or 4 weeks, and you probably haven't given it a fair trial to see how good it's going to do.
Okay.
So I think you should follow your doctor's advice.
Mm-hmm.
If that isn't sufficient, then one might add something like DGL.
Okay.
But DGL is not an acid blocker, so it's, again, working differently. So I would probably continue both the Nexium and the DGL.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jane. Thanks for calling. And next we have Tricia calling from her car somewhere in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm having a problem. I do have some chemical sensitivities, but I'm having a specific problem with my house, with the attic, with the basement, where anything that from unheated spaces. I've been tested for allergies. No one can find any allergies. I've had my house thoroughly cleaned for mold, for everything. Still having a problem. And I apparently am sort of hyperreacting or something, but no one seems to be able to figure out what the substance might be. I'm wondering if there are any, A, supplements that might help me get this under control, and B, if there are anything the alternative doctors like Dr. Podell, if there are any kind of treatments for somebody in this situation.
Okay, before I answer, do you live with anybody?
Yes, my husband.
It's his fault.
I'll buy that.
Okay. I'll tell you, but we're coming to the end of we need to pause for a break here. But but hold on, okay?
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
And the entire Dr. Vanessa line is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Okay, Tricia, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. First thing, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. This is a two-hour show. So if you want to hang on, you can.
And
because we won't have enough time to really answer your question.
Okay.
So if you can hang on, Dr. Podell and I will answer your question when you get back. All right?
Great. Thank you.
All right. So hold on. And everybody else who's on the phone, if you would hold on as well, that would be great. Okay, I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of multivitamin supplements. The entire Natrol line is now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price. Okay, we will be back at about 4 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists.